Today's What Do You Think program is brought to you by your local Huron County Farm Bureau agents, Bill Weitzel in Pigeon, Corey Vollmer and Deb McBride in Elkton, Casey Yon in Harbor Beach or Ubley, Deb Croswick in Unionville, and Tim Fritz in Bad Axe. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
It is currently 10 minutes past the hour of 10 o'clock. Our guest in the studio today is Melissa Stewart. She's the Huron Intermediate School District, I wrote it down here, parent educator. Can't even read my own writing today. Isn't that doing well? This is Parent Awareness Month, and we are going to continue with that series. And today's topic is postpartum depression and services available in the area locally that can help people suffering from it. I thank you for being with us today.
Thank you for having me. Like he said, Melissa Stewart from the Huron Intermediate School District is a parent educator. I work for the Parents as Teachers program, which offers home-based services to families with children birth to age 5, where we come in and talk about child development and family development and kindergarten readiness. And part of that is supporting mothers who are pregnant and mothers who have just delivered. And through the Huron County CAN Council, I applied and received a mini grant scholarship, and I'm able to provide phone support, web support, and group support to moms who are suffering from postpartum emotional issues. They can be moms who are currently pregnant and depressed. They can be moms who have actually lost pregnancies, or moms who have delivered up to a year after their babies are born, who are suffering from emotional or depression symptoms, need somebody to talk to, need a group of other moms to talk to. So all of that support I'm able to offer through the CAN Council.
Is that 1 year point, is that when it's considered past postpartum depression and you've just got depression, need to work on it that way? Or
Well, it just depends on which researchers you're talking to. Some researchers say up to a year. Some researchers actually say up to 2 years later. It depends on if you've received any help or not. If you've gone through that whole year being depressed and you haven't received help, it's going to continue past a year sometimes. But older generations of moms and grandmas will tell you that, you know, I was really sad or depressed while I had my baby, and it took about 3 or 4 years to kind of snap out of it, is what some of them will say. So that year cutoff is just a general cutoff. It's not, you know, oh, your baby turned a year old, can't be postpartum depression anymore.
I didn't know if there was a clinical level to that.
It just depends on who you're talking to. Some say up to a year, some say up to maybe 2 years.
Now, a lot of people have, you're talking up to 3 years here, possibly. A lot of people have kids in a much more rapid succession than that. Can you get it compounded by the second one?
Absolutely. You can have postpartum depression with your first one, or you can be totally fine during your first pregnancy, and all of a sudden it hits you with your second pregnancy or your third pregnancy. It can come out of the blue. Sometimes there are warning signs. Sometimes there just isn't. You have this perfect pregnancy and this perfect delivery, and you get home, and all of a sudden, about 1 or 2 weeks after delivery, you are crying all the time. You're exhausted. You can't eat. You can't sleep. You're emotionally unstable. Your husband would say, you know, who are you? You are not, you know, you're not acting like yourself. You maybe don't want to get out of bed. You don't want to go out and see your friends. So that's a new thing for you, and it's concerning. And so it's probably time to take a look and see if maybe you need some help.
Is that a difficult thing for guys to understand? Because, you know, I would think at that point, I mean, look, you'd be happy. I mean,
right.
but it's a hormonal, emotional type of combination. How does that work?
It is. It has a lot to do with our hormones from, you know, having them really high during pregnancy, dropping down after we deliver. It has to do with the lack of sleep. We know that babies sometimes just don't sleep. And if you have babies who cry a lot, mom is not getting enough rest. Her body is not replenishing itself. She's not maybe eating as well as she should be. She's, you know, not sitting down to have a nutritious snack. All of those things are going to affect the mom. But I think, and through my research, it really is, it has a lot to do with hormones. And if we can just get things stabilized, and it doesn't always mean medication. Sometimes it just means, you know, having a support group, somebody to talk to, somebody to listen to you and kind of build you up and bring you out of that gray feeling that you're in, can be really helpful.
Is it sometimes difficult to reach out to family with this type of problem? I mean, they come over to see the kids, they're happy as can be, and you know, you just maybe don't want to say, well, gee, I'm not so happy, that
right.
type of thing.
It is very hard to admit, especially as a mom, when you are not a super mom. It's hard to admit that you're sad. It's hard to admit that you don't feel like getting out of bed. And it's very difficult to ask for help. Moms will sometimes just be so overwhelmed, you know, lots of visitors coming, got to have the house clean, got to have the baby dressed perfect, I have to be showered and dressed perfect, and they put this unnecessary stress on themselves. So it is hard, and I would encourage families of moms who have just had babies, cut her some slack. You know, when you come over, maybe offer to help her with the dishes or say, you know what, why don't you go take a shower while I'm here? Or why don't you go take a nap while I'm here? And offer her, you know, support, maybe bring some food over to the house so she doesn't have to cook. Anything that you can do to relieve some of that pressure as a family or a friend is going to go very far in helping that mom feel better.
Does a lot of that help need to fall onto the significant other, i.e. husband?
Sometimes it does.
It would seem that, you know, bringing the baby home would be a big joyous thing for the guy, and then it's going to taper off back into the work routine and stuff, and maybe doesn't see all the extra work that's piled upon the spouse.
Well, and that's... That really is the responsibility of the mom to say, look, I need some help, or even the husband to say, you know, I can tell that, you know, maybe you're not as happy as you used to be. It's got to be really hard to be a husband of a woman who's going through postpartum depression. He's afraid of saying something that's going to upset her even more. He might be afraid to set her off and she's going to start crying if he mentions that the house doesn't look quite as clean as it normally does, or she maybe hasn't showered in a couple days. So it is a sensitive subject. Women don't want to admit that they're feeling as badly as they are. And I will tell you that women who are feeling this badly, most of them really do want somebody to notice and to pay attention and to say, hey, I noticed that, you know, you're having some of the symptoms of depression, which I'll go over in a couple minutes. Is there anything that I can do for you? And it's, like I said, it's just got to be really hard to be a husband and a mind reader. You know, he's at work all day long and maybe comes home in the evening and mom is trying to put on a happy face, but really everything is not as happy as it looks.
Does it kind of work in almost like waves where you might think, oh, things are getting better and then they get worse? As women are coming out of pregnancy, they're starting to get their normal cycles back, and all us guys know about that. And so I'm just wondering, you know, if all of that starts to come into play, whether you'll have, it looks like it's improving, then all of a sudden, you know,
well,
maybe there's a little
that,
downward turn again,
sure.
And maybe you got to expect that.
Yes, I think there are going to be days that seem okay and days that are not quite as okay. Some of the symptoms of a postpartum depression, and when I say postpartum depression, it not only is depression, it's also postpartum anxiety. It could be postpartum obsessive compulsive disorder. There's a whole range of things that women can experience after the birth of a child that we kind of lump into a category called postpartum depression.
So would this be like my niece who, when she had her first child, everybody had to use those hand sanitizers before you could touch them? I mean,
well,
she had to, her hands were red and cracked from using them so much. And I mean, it's like, okay, how's that healthy?
Well, it could be. It could be a little obsessive compulsive. It could just be that somebody in the hospital said, make sure everybody washes their hands before they touch the baby. And because it was her first baby, and you know how moms are with first babies, we're a little neurotic sometimes, really wanted to make sure that baby wasn't going to get sick. We hear the horror stories of, you know.
Because number two, we never bothered. Truth. Never bothered.
And how did that make her feel?
Well, she didn't seem to have a problem the second time around, you know.
Okay.
Here's the kid. Hang on to it.
Yep. We get a little more lax as we have more children. So some of those symptoms are feeling sad, feeling anxious or worrying too much, being really irritable or cranky. If you have trouble sleeping, even when you're tired or sleeping too much, if you have trouble concentrating or remembering things, you'll hear moms sometimes say, oh, pregnancy brain, I can't quite remember that. But if you see that it's kind of carrying on when she has the baby, and it's just not a normal thing for her to constantly be forgetting things, trouble making decisions, a loss of interest in caring for herself, such as getting dressed out of her pajamas or taking a shower or combing her hair, a loss of interest in food or even overeating. She could not quite feel up to doing everyday tasks. She could be frequently crying, even about little things. showing too much or not enough concern for her baby, and a loss of pleasure in the things that she used to enjoy, calling one of her friends on the phone, watching her favorite TV show. If she's got some of those symptoms, keep an eye on things. Something I want to point out is we do have a website for Huron County Moms called HuronPostpartum.com. And on that website, there is a scale or an assessment that moms can rate themselves. It's called the Edinburgh. And it was written by a doctor, and it's used all over the world. And it's just 10 questions, and you answer these 10 questions as a mom. And at the end of the assessment, it will tell you, you know what, your symptoms seem okay, and it's probably just real mild baby blues. You will get over this. Things will be okay. Or you could fall into the category where it's a mild, moderate, or severe symptoms. And at the end of that assessment scale, it will encourage you to talk to a doctor or another healthcare professional about getting a further evaluation to see if your symptoms are indeed depression.
Are they basically yes or no, or is it between 1 and 5?
Well, I believe the answers are always, sometimes, and never. Okay. So I never feel that way. I sometimes feel that way, or I always feel that way. I can't even really specifically think of any of the questions, but it has to do with taking care of yourself, how you feel about the baby. I do know one of the questions, do you feel like harming yourself or your child? That's going to be your red flag. That's going to be when this has probably moved past postpartum depression into something more serious, where she's going to need to receive immediate medical attention.
Okay. Who's most likely to notice this? Is it other people around, or does the person with postpartum know it, maybe deny it, but know it?
She knows something's not right, but she doesn't always know that it has a name. She knows something doesn't feel right. She knows that she should feel happy. She sees the commercials. She sees the other moms with their kids, at the grocery store, in the park, with smiles on their faces, and everything is wonderful.
Do we make it too much of an unrealistic thing, though, like on television, Ozzie and Harriet's and of the past, and even the super moms of today?
We definitely do put a lot of pressure on moms to be perfect and to perform perfectly. And when we have that pressure on us, when we're feeling already bad and our hormones are already affecting us, it's compounding. It just feels like sometimes we're just being smothered with all of these expectations that we can't possibly live up to. Even though we really want to be better, we just can't without help.
Is this something that would also affect the child and maybe any other children they've had before, if they're not getting enough attention or nurturing enough?
Correct. Postpartum depression does not only affect the mom. It's going to affect the entire family. And we all know that if you don't have happy, healthy parents, you don't really have a happy, healthy family.
There's a song, If Mama Ain't Happy.
That's right. That's right. It has been my experience through parent education and through the classes I've taken to become certified to do the work that I'm doing for postpartum moms that moms who are suffering from postpartum depression will have difficulty bonding with their babies and forming an attachment with their babies. Maybe not making eye contact when they're picking the baby up and feeding the baby a bottle. Maybe not picking the baby up as often as they should. Propping a bottle in a crib or a swing instead of actually holding the baby to feed a bottle. If you're not talking to your baby, making these little cooing noises and having those pretend conversations with your babies. Your baby needs that stimulation for their brains to grow. And so when these moms are so sad that they can't get out of bed or they can't take care of themselves and they're not taking care of the babies, you will see that babies are sometimes a little disattached from their moms. This is fixable. This can be overcome when mom starts to feel better. Baby should be getting this from dad and other people who come over to play. So I'm not saying that baby is going to be harmed forever. But there is research to say that moms and babies have a very difficult time with this attachment period, which is so vital for their brain development when they're infants, when the moms are experiencing postpartum depression.
And for the most part, is usually the most powerful bond.
Correct.
At that point in the kid's life.
Correct. Even if they're in daycare all day, their favorite person is still their mom at the end of the day when they're babies.
And they don't have the ability, you know, at that point to recognize faces and stuff. They hear the voice, the touch, all of that is more of what the children are reacting to. So the physical contact becomes more important.
Yep, physical contact is very important. And when moms are holding babies, feeding them their bottles or nursing them, that length that they are away from their mom's faces, they do really begin to notice their mom's face and recognize their mom's face and want to make eye contact. It's human nature to want to look at faces. Babies love looking at people's faces. So if mom isn't ever making eye contact with baby or smiling at baby or, you know, cooing at baby, that's going to affect that child's development.
Okay, we're going to pause for 60 seconds and we'll be right back.
What do you think of when I say the word retirement? Sunny days in Florida, a quiet lake in northern Michigan. Your first thought should be your Farm Bureau insurance agent. Farm Bureau has helped out thousands of Michigan people enjoy happier, more secure retirements. IRAs and annuities, a lifetime retirement income, big tax advantages, and competitive interest rates. Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company of Michigan is rated one of the 50 most outstanding life insurers in America. So call your Farm Bureau insurance agent today. Remember, it's not who you call after retirement, it's who you call before that makes the difference. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Contact one of your local Huron County Farm Bureau agents. Casey Yon in Harbor Beach or Ubley, Deb Croswack in Unionville, Bill Weitzel in Pigeon, Tim Fritz in Bad Axe, or Deb McBride or Corey Vollmer in Elkton.
Michigan, my Michigan.
We are back with our guest, Melissa Stierich. She's the Huron Intermediate School District parent educator, talking about postpartum depression and the mini-grant she got from the Huron County CAN Council to provide some support services here in Huron County. Now, say you've come to the conclusion, yes, as the woman, I have it, or the husband sees it. What can be done? Okay. What needs to be done to help bridge the gap? Are there... You know, treatments where you just talk? Do you need hormonal treatment or medications, or how does that work?
Well, it's a good step in recognizing that something's wrong. And so what you can do if you think that you may have postpartum depression, you have to realize that you're not alone, that this actually happens to 1 in 8 moms. It's the most common complication of pregnancy is postpartum depression. So it affects thousands of women and it can be treated successfully. So we have to realize that we have it. Second, we have to really lean on our friends and our family. We talked already about, you know, when friends and family come over, having them help out a little bit instead of just sitting there playing with baby. Maybe they can help us clean up a little bit or change a diaper or hold baby while we take a nap. We have to be able to depend on our friends and family. We need to talk to our healthcare professionals at our 6-week checkup after we have a baby. Our OBGYNs are usually asking us how we're feeling, how things are going. You need to be honest. If you're feeling sad, if you're feeling overwhelmed, if you're feeling anxious, now is the time to say to your doctor, you know what, I am having a little bit of problem, you know, getting back on track after the baby was born. If you don't want to talk to your OB, maybe your family doctor, or you can call Huron Behavioral Health as a crisis line. You could call and say, you know, this is what's going on. Maybe I do need some help, but you really probably should talk to some sort of doctor. You need to find a support group because it is always going to be helpful to a mom who's experiencing postpartum depression in sharing her birth story, sharing her pregnancy story, and talking to other moms who have been there and have recovered.
Does that mean a formal group somewhere, such as like you conduct, or maybe a girlfriend or a sister who's gone through the same thing, or a little of both?
It could be a little of both. You know, I'm not saying everyone has to come to my group and they'll be cured. If they can find a small group of women to talk to, maybe at their church, or if they have children that are the same age, or maybe kids that are older and they're hanging out at a ball game or a PTO meeting, it's always going to be helpful to get to talk about it. Talk therapy is a huge thing for moms that are going through this.
Is that, you know, usually when, maybe it's my dumb idea, but mostly I would think by the time you're starting to think you might have postpartum depression, the kid's going to be pretty young. They're not going to be out at ball games or anything. They're going to be
with older siblings, is what I meant.
You know, pretty much sitting there eating and doing that other thing that they do that you have to clean up and And that's about it, except for cooing and looking at you.
Yeah, these are for the moms that have to get out into the community. You know, once baby's a couple months old, if they, you know, if they have the strength and the energy to get up and maybe go to the park, or if they see some of their friends for lunch once a week, to have those conversations. Hey, I'm feeling kind of down. Maybe talk about what's been going on, talk about some of the stress. Talk to a mental health care professional. We have very qualified mental health care professionals that can offer some talk therapy or some assistance. We need to really focus on getting well. We need to be eating healthy and exercising. We talked earlier about, you know, getting outside and getting in the sun. And it's hard right now. I'm looking out the window and it's snowing, and who wants to go outside like that? But as the days get a little bit warmer, or you have the nice day like we had yesterday, to get out and get in the sun for a little while. And lastly, if you are prescribed medication by your healthcare professional, you need to make sure that you're taking it. If your healthcare professional has determined that your depression symptoms or your anxiety symptoms are severe enough where medication is prescribed, they're going to prescribe you something that's going to help you. It's not a long-term thing. Sometimes moms think, if I get on an antidepressant now, I'm going to be on it forever. That is not always the case. Sometimes moms do need it long-term, but sometimes they don't. They're going to make sure that they give you a prescription that is safe. If you want to continue breastfeeding, then, you know, certain medications are okay for that. But it's really important to follow your doctor's recommendation. When I offer support for postpartum moms, I'm doing this as a peer. I'm a mom too. I went through this myself. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a therapist. I just offer peer-to-peer support. So I'm not going to be able to tell you what drugs are the healthiest for you. I'm not going to be able to tell you if you need therapy. You really do need to be open and honest with your doctor about this stuff.
Now, we were talking a little bit before the program, and there are fears, you know, when you're having anxiety to begin with, and that if you're seeking out mental health professionals, that somehow they're going to end up taking your baby away and these types of things. And so is that something that's going to maybe try and stop some people from getting the help they need?
Through my education, that has been one of the biggest reasons moms do not seek help when they are feeling the emotional issues that are accompanying postpartum depression. They think that if they say I'm sad or I'm upset or if I've had thoughts of harming my baby, that they're going to take this child away. And that's absolutely not the case. You know, Child Protective Services, in most cases, they're not going to come in and remove your child from you just because you're admitting that you have depression. Now, if your depression gets worse and you are thinking about harming yourself or your baby, that's considered a crisis, and we need some crisis intervention. But again, that still doesn't mean that your baby's going to get taken away. You have a, you know, sometimes they have a husband or a mom who can come and stay with them for a couple days and get them over this crisis mode, get them on some medication, get them feeling better. You know, so many women are suffering from postpartum depression. We're only hearing about really the most severe cases, like such as Andrea Yates, who, you know, killed all of her children from postpartum psychosis. This was depression that was just left untreated and just compounded and compounded until she was insane from the psychosis. So, you know, that's an extreme case. These are not really extreme cases that most women go through. It can feel really bad. But you can get over it. You can get better.
And it sounds like, and to the layperson here, usually we just don't feel one emotion at a time. You maybe the woman is depressed, but she still has that strong maternal bond, doesn't want to have anyone take her child away. I mean, it's a tug back and forth, and can add to the stress.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So be very reassuring. If you have a friend or a wife or a daughter who is going through some of these things and has confided in you, hey, I'm feeling kind of sad or I'm anxious a lot. Be supportive, you know, offer to help her out as much as you can. Go with her to some of her doctor's appointments if she needs to have that support person next to her as she tells the OBGYN, you know, yes, I do have, you know, five or six of those symptoms on the scale. Maybe I need some help.
Is there any family or genetic link to this? If your mother had it, you're more likely to have it. It would seem that if that's the case, then you're more likely to find a parent or a sibling who's gone through this.
Right, right. Well, 1 in 8 women, that's quite a big number. You know, I think most women have a group of friends, and, you know, if there's 8 of you, at least one of you is going through something like that.
And we talk about the big cases, but, I mean, there's sometimes it's just you're a little depressed, and you need to work through that, too. I mean, we always seem to look at the extremes.
Right.
And this is a big, broad
paintbrush. You can have very mild symptoms, and what they refer to those as baby blues. All moms are going to go through these changes in the first 2 weeks of pregnancy. Yes, you're going to cry. Yes, you're going to feel sad. It's when it hits to the point that it's affecting your life or affecting your baby or affecting your home, that's when you need to look at probably reaching out and getting some help. And postpartum depression doesn't care if you have a family history. It doesn't care what color you are. It doesn't care how much money you make. It doesn't care if you're a stay-at-home mom or you have to go back to work at 6 weeks. I do believe that there is some research that says, you know, if you've had like a sister or a mom who has suffered from postpartum depression, you're more likely to have it. But that's not always the case. Sometimes if you have a teenager who maybe had some depressive or anxiety symptoms and has gotten better in their 20s and maybe had a baby, sometimes that will kick that back up again or aggravate those underlying depression symptoms. Sometimes you have moms who are a little bit depressed all the time, but when they have a baby, that's when it explodes into being unmanageable, that they're just not able to control all of these things, and it just becomes too overwhelming for them to handle. On the website, here on postpartum.com, it provides local and national support phone numbers. There's hotlines on there, so if it's the middle of the night or the middle of the afternoon and you don't have a mom or a sister to call, there are 1-800 numbers on there, and you will reach a person and actually get to talk to a real-life person who can offer you some support. There's links to other websites. There's a forum on that here on postpartum.com where you as a local mom in Huron County can post a question or chat with other moms who are going through it. So if you can't leave your house on a day like today, but you're feeling sad and you feel like you want to talk to somebody, you can be anonymous on there and just reach out and say, hey, I'm feeling sad today. I have this baby. These are some of the things going on. Is anybody else going through what I'm going through today? And you'll have other moms that will pipe up and say, yeah, been there, done that. You know, here's some things that we tried. So any type of support we can offer a mom is going to help. And then the support groups, we did talk earlier about the confidentiality. We all know living in Huron County, people like to talk to other people. It's just inevitable.
And it's a very small community. Correct. And people know everybody pretty much, you know. I mean, if you know, that 6 degrees to separation goes a long way in our area.
Right. It's very important to me to reassure moms that when they're calling me or they're emailing me or they're coming to group, that their information stays confidential. When we come to our group sessions at the very beginning, the first couple of minutes, we all talk about how important it is to be able to talk openly and honestly during group session and not to have that information repeated outside of the building that we're in. And we do keep that location secret for a reason. On the website, it'll tell you the date and the time of the next support group, but it's not going to tell you where the location is. You actually have to call me to find that out. So we do try and keep things a little private so moms do have some dignity, or if they don't want to tell anybody that they're experiencing this, they don't have the strength to do that yet, and they do want to just come to one group session just to see how it is, they don't have to tell anybody that they're coming. You know, their car can be kind of hidden away at the location that we're at. So it can be very private, and we try and keep things as confidential as possible.
Is it just basically the women there at the group session? It affects the family, but it seems like it might be a little more open to saying your mind was, you know, without your husband sitting there. You
correct.
Know, it you
is,
did this to
right.
me.
It is open to just moms. And it can be pregnant moms. It can be moms who have babies. Or it can be the moms who have lost babies and pregnancies. But this is a safe place for the moms. Now, there are probably other things that the dads and the extended family members can be doing to help and to feel a little bit better.
Well, but take care of the kid while she's there.
Yep. Absolutely. Give her a little bit of a break. Let her come and have some tea or some coffee with other women, just to give her a chance to chit chat. And you would be amazed at how much better women report feeling after they're leaving a group session.
Okay. If they have further questions, again, the website is really the first place to start?
Yeah, the first place to start is going to be HeronPostpartum.com. And postpartum is P-O-S-T-P-A-R-T-U-M partum.com.
I tried Googling it and I misspelled it, and it got me to the right place, so close seems to work.
Correct. And on the website, there is an email address. You can email me at HeronPostpartum@yahoo.com. Or you can give me a call at my office, which is 989-269-3489. And if you leave a message on the answering machine, it gets forwarded to me immediately. Even when I'm out of the office, it comes right to my cell phone. So if there's ever a time that a mom feels like she really needs somebody to talk to and she's not sure where to turn, she can call me and I can point her in the right direction.
And while they call it postpartum, it can occur even before birth and can have its roots or start there, and maybe nipping it in the bud there will make the rest of it go a little smoother at least.
Yep, definitely. So if anybody has any questions, they can give me a call at the office. Again, it's 989-269-3489 or at HeronPostpartum.com.
Thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for having me on the show.
Who are having difficulties will call and find some relief, and if not relief, at least a little comfort in knowing they're not alone in all of this, sitting at home in the snow.
Absolutely.
Thinking, oh, nobody goes through what I'm going through. A lot of people have gone through worse, and a lot of people know how to help you get through it.
Yes. Thanks.
Thanks for being with us. Our guest today has been Melissa Stewart with the Huron County, the Huron Intermediate School District. She's a parent educator. She's got the Huron County CAN Council funding to get the support group for postpartum. It's at HuronPostpartum.com. That's a good place to start to get some information and to make contact. I do want you to stay tuned. Coming up at the top of the hour, we will clue you in on all the latest in the news.
Today's What Do You Think program was brought to you by your local Huron County Farm Bureau agents, Bill Weitzel in Pigeon, Corey Vollmer and Deb McBride in Elkton, Casey Yon in Harbor Beach or Ubley, Deb Croswick in Unionville, and Tim Fritz in Bad Axe. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.